The president of the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers estimates ridership on Amtrak is up 8 to 10% in some parts of the country. John Parkin, who also serves on the board of the National Association of Railroad Passengers, says the Empire Builder, which runs through La Crosse and serves the West Coast, is a prime example.
They own and operate their own track in the Northeast six states called the Northeast Corridor, and that's often what you hear talked about. But in reality, a lot of success has been out here with the Empire Builder, which has such a high passenger count per train mile, over 300 usually.
Parkin predicts an end of threats to end federal support to Amtrak. He says it's still important for people to contact state and congressional representatives to make sure the Midwest Rail Initiative moves forward.
We took a somewhat controversial stand at the state rail group last month and suggested that rather than wait for the 80-20 federal match, that Wisconsin go ahead with the first upgrade leg, which would be service into Madison now. And we have the funding bonded for it years ago, or the authority for it. But it's always been a hold waiting for Congress.
The Midwest Rail Initiative would develop high-speed passenger rail between Chicago and Minneapolis and add several trains a day. It's a cooperative effort between Midwestern states and the federal government. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.